Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I need to correct it. It wasn't a teenager that saved another teen's life. It was a 20-year-old that saved another teen's life, but that's okay. That's semantics. So this is a pretty, pretty cool story. So I don't know if you guys heard about this. This made headlines. Where a woman in I don't know if it was Dallas, Texas. What part of Texas was she from? Anyway, she was in Texas. And she was playing a game online. A lot of them do. Okay. And she was playing with somebody who was in England. And it's interesting. I watch my kids when they play. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, you're joking around with this guy? Who is it? You know, and I'm starting to list their friends' names. He goes, well, I don't know who it is. I mean, you can play with people in Australia and India and New Zealand, and it's just, it's crazy. But the 20-year-old, her name is Dia Lathora. And while they were playing, she knew something was up. And I don't know if she knew Aiden Jackson, the 17-year-old from Wins, England, but he apparently on January 2nd starts going into a seizure. Now, I don't know if there was video chat. I don't really know how she knew, but she knew something was wrong. And she probably yelled at him, and there was no way to see how responsive he was, so she called our 911 in America. Our 911 got a hold of the UK 911, and I wonder how that conversation goes, you know, because we Americans, probably Dallas, Texas, they're like, oh, hi, how y'all doing out there? We got an emergency. Oh, what the hell is going on? Well, it's okay. We think this is going on. I'd like you to send an ambulance to this address. What in bloody hell, how are you calling us? I'm not trying to make fun of anybody, but I'm sure there's a little bit of, you know, approaches, right? Either way, this kid, his life got saved. Parents, this is what blew my mind. Parents didn't even realize the kid was ill. So what ends up happening is paramedics are there, and I think the police are there. They're knocking on the door. The parents are like, what? And they go in there, and the kid was still having a seizure. So, the kid's good. The 17-year-old is good. He did have to go to the hospital, and he was observed. The woman who is playing video games, 20-year-old, I think is still back to play video games. Good for her. And I guess they still are friends, and it's a real heartwarming story. But I love that people are kind of starting to be aware of medical emergencies and know what to do and not panic and, you know, institute life-threatening measures. Seizures are kind of scary. I don't know if you guys have ever seen somebody have a seizure. It really freaks you out. Even as a medical professional, I don't want to say I get freaked out, but you do stop and freeze for a second when you watch it happen because it's an erratic behavior. I've seen enough of them now where it's like, all right, it's okay, we got this, I'll tell you what to do. But when you have somebody seize, it depends if they have a focal or generalized. With focal, basically, what is a seizure? A seizure is where you have abnormal electrical activity in the brain, and it blows my mind how a brain works normally. But when the electrical activity gets discharged off, you'll have abnormal movements, abnormal speech, you might lose your urine. Your bodily function may not work, which is why a seizure can be very, very dangerous. I think John Travolta's child died of a seizure. Because if your brain is not having the proper neurological signals, things can stop, including breathing, heart rate, etc. Seizures are some scary stuff. very scary stuff. Then you have the generalized, where you could have multiple areas of the brain not having the proper neurological signals. And so when somebody seizes, they might just be kind of like, you know, just kind of looking straight. An absence seizure, a petit mal, where they just seem to be like just not doing much. And they might go out of consciousness and then just kind of blink and go, what? And, you know, they might have had a seizure. Or you might have the people with the tonic-clonic, the movements, the rigidity in their body, or the flaccid where they get weak. So, or they may be flaying, there may be vocal sort of displays that seem erratic. I was at Walmart a couple years ago, and you just kind of hear an, it was a very... It wasn't a monotone. It had reverberations. And the guy just was standing there going, without his hand. And then he falls, and things start falling off the Walmart shelves. And a woman there in her muumuu was screaming, help, help, oh, my God, help. I'm like, it's okay, it's a seizure. I got this. I got this. It's okay. We rolled him to a side. Usually with a seizure, what you want to do is... you worry about his airway. You worry about his heart rate. So you kind of roll him to a side just in case so the spit or whatever can come out. Do not stick a sock in their mouth. Do not worry about the tongue. Don't put anything in their mouth. Remember, it's erratic. They could suck and then unfortunately aspirate. So don't put anything in their mouth. You roll them to their side. You clear the area. You make sure things don't fall. You get a pillow. You should time the seizure. A lot of news articles will say, a lot of the internet will say it's a medical emergency if it lasts longer than 5 minutes and then to call 911. If you don't know what you're doing when it comes to seizures, you call 911 minute one. Because my problem with that is if you wait till 5 minutes and nobody's really timing it, 10 minutes could go by and you don't realize and then you call 911. I'd rather you call 911. You could always call them off and say he's fine. But if you don't know the patient, and it's not somebody, and you don't know what you're doing when it comes to seizures, call 911. And then while you wait for them, 911 will tell you what to do. And basically, you want to make sure they don't get hurt. You want to make sure they're on their side. You want to make sure they don't aspirate. Don't start sticking your fingers in their mouth or finger sweeping or anything like that, because, again, they could bite you. And your job is to just make sure they don't hurt themselves. You don't have to do much else. If they start to lose consciousness or they start to lose breathing, you might have to start performing CPR. All right. Oh, looks like we're on break. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
She's alive.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I have to admit, and I'm not embarrassed to admit this, I really haven't followed the whole Royals thing. I really haven't cared. You know, I think it's been very interesting. I remember Princess Diana and then she getting married and a lot of the humanitarian work and all that. But I really didn't fall in love with the whole British monarchy and all that because, again, I mean, I was in America. I had, you know, medical school. I had just bigger fish to fry. And I, you know, I could barely watch enough of our news to figure out what the heck is going on with the royals. But I bring it up today because some, you know, history is in the making. And these are some pretty big headlines. And there's been a lot of controversy and opinions formed on the matter. And I almost wonder if what's happening with the monarchy in England maybe does have some real life applications to kind of, you know, what we're going through in America, is, you know, in our society and our families, etc. So I think it is worth talking about. So what's historical is Prince Harry and Meghan Markle want to, they call it Megxit now, right? Instead of Brexit, Megxit. And they want to live independently and split their lives between Canada and the UK. Now, we don't know exactly what the details are, what they want to do. There's been a lot of controversy that they still want money from the royals. They still want tax dollars from England to go to them, etc. We don't know if that's true, okay? But obviously, they do need a huge security detail. From what I understand, they're getting security detail in Canada. I believe Canada is paying for it temporarily, and which does bring up some points in terms of, you know, do we spend that kind of money on, you know, there's really real life applications to all of this when it comes to, okay, well, you know, we have people visiting, maybe wanting to emigrate. Do we have to pay that kind of money? I'm not Canadian, so I don't care. Again, this really doesn't affect me personally, specifically, but secondarily, I see something here. So apparently what made news is the there was some sort of a meeting of the senior royals at the Queen's estate north of London. And apparently she agreed that Prince Harry and Meghan could split their time between the UK and Canada, but that complex matters would have to be resolved. The monarch said she had ordered final plans to be drawn up in the next few days. And this is not a very common sort of thing. You usually don't see this much drama in terms of family splitting up. And so her statement reads, "Today my family had very constructive discussions on the future of my grandson and his family. My family and I are entirely supportive of Harry and Meghan's desire to create a new life as a young family. Although we would have preferred them to remain full-time working members of the royal family, we respect and understand their wish to live a more independent life as a family while remaining a valued part of my family." She says Harry and Meghan have made clear that they do not want to be reliant on public funds in their new lives. "It has therefore been agreed that there will be a period of transition in which the Sussexes," because I guess, are they like Duke and Duchess of Sussex, I guess? I don't know. "We'll spend time in Canada and the UK. These are complex matters for my family to resolve, and there is some more work to be done, but I've asked for final decisions to be reached in the coming days." So, where there's so much controversy and why people care is, there's a lot of people that don't like Meghan. Meghan was not the typical royal. She came from a divorced home. She was American. And it was not the typical, or not yet divorced home. I think she's a divorcee. And not the typical, shall we say, like Kate Middleton, right? You know, royalty, upper UK brass that the royals marry. Harry has always kind of been a little independent, kind of had his own thing. And again, I, you know, don't want to feel sorry for somebody who has billions of dollars, but, you know, when you're told you're never going to be king, and your nephew and your next nephew and the following nephew are going to, you know, supersede you, it, yeah, it's got to be hard. So he's probably like, well, then what the heck? So he never really kind of followed the role. And then, mind you, he lost his mother at a young age. So Will, Prince William, kind of kept the high road, you know, in terms of the UK and, or in terms of the monarchy and, you know, got married, had babies and, you know, whatever. And, you know, Prince Harry, he's had his first child and, you know, he's probably like, you know, why, if, you know, people aren't getting along with my wife or whatever the heck is going on, you know, why do I have to be a part of a monarchy that really doesn't accept me? That's my guess with what he's thinking. And so it's a very, very interesting situation because some of us kind of like the whole old school. We talked about, you know, is the monarchy obsolete or is it pretty cool? Is the whole royal idea. And, you know, the idea that, you know, you marry somebody who's a blue blood or a whatever, I, you know, that might have been the way it was for years. And now we're like, it doesn't matter. You know, if you are not a you know, royal, doesn't matter. You can marry anybody you like, you love, you want to be with them, etc., whatever. But then on the other end, some people are, you know, rather than looking this at this as a very progressive movement, some of them look at it as very destructionist. Here's Meghan Markle. Monarchy has been doing its thing for centuries. She comes in, and we don't know if it's her. It could be Harry, who knows? She comes in, and it just doesn't work. There's tensions before the marriage, there's tensions after the marriage, and now you start to have a family breakup. You have family fights, and everyone's kind of blaming Meghan. It might not be Meghan's fault, maybe it is. But on the other end, you're kind of looking at this as, well, gosh, you know, do we want to destroy the idea of the family, of the unit, of the everybody kind of, you know, being a part of a family? You know, I'm very, very mixed because I come from a family where everybody dispersed. Nobody really got along with each other. We kind of grew up with a past that we don't want to think about. And we all just kind of fled my parents' home and did our own thing. And I understand the concept of fleeing. I get that. You know, this idea of, well, you know, you can't choose your family. That's your family. You got to do what, you know, that's the order you were born and you ranked. And I don't like that. I'm like, well, if you have one life to live, who gives a crap? You know, if it's a bloodline and, you know, whatever, you have one life to live and you have a right to live that life and make what you want and you have a right to be happy. But then on the other end, the idea of, well, we could tell our family, you know, whatever, and we don't have to be a part of a family is also kind of disturbing. I still had a duty to my family. I still had a duty to my mother. Still had to help take care of my family when my dad died, and I did so. I may not want to live with them. I may not want to be close, but I still did my duty. And I am frustrated by seeing so many older people where their kids are like, no, sorry. Well, no, they gave birth to you. You do have a duty. And we're starting to not have the family unit. We have a different looking family. We have, you know, families where there's multiple mothers, multiple fathers. Sometimes everybody gets along, but for the most part, the baby mamas usually don't. And you have brothers and sisters with different mothers or fathers, and it's all septated. And that does kind of concern me in terms of you having that, okay, my brothers and sisters have my back. And depending on your family dynamic, you may not have that cohesive unit. And families for centuries would provide the nurturing, the feeding, the resources, and the care needed. One of the reasons why we have so many issues with health care is because not a lot of people will take care of their family members at home anymore. You know, if anything happens to you, we'll put you in a facility because I'm across the country. Whereas when I grew up, Grandma and Grandpa would live with us, or we would move in with them and take care of them. So there's good and bad. And so what I'm seeing with this Meghan and Harry, Megxit, is kind of a, you know, a example of where we are today, where the idea of sticking with the family is now kind of obsolete, and happiness and freedom come first. But then the family unit is, I think, one of the weakest it's ever been in our history. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Cory Booker is suspending his presidential campaign, conceding he no longer sees a path to victory due to a lack of financial resources. Booker says he will instead run for re-election to his Senate seat. Booker's exit from the 2020 race comes ahead of Tuesday's debate in Iowa, where he failed to meet the polling threshold in every approved survey to participate. Significant progress is being made on construction of sprawling barriers on the U.S.-Mexican border. Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan tells Fox News it's not just a wall.
It's a wall system. It's got integrated technology, lighting, access roads. You know, if you go out and you buy a new car to replace one, people ask you what you've done. You tell them you bought a brand new car, and that's exactly what we have.
Morgan says over 100 miles of the new border barriers have been completed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. As we talk about how things are changing in society, the subject of abortion has come up in the news. I remember years ago, we would talk about how if young women chose to abort their child and didn't get the support they needed, they'd have regret. And that many women might make the decision to hastily abort and then years, maybe forever, regret that they lost that baby or feel haunted by that baby that they aborted. Well, this one study kind of dispels that. And this study was published Sunday in the journal Social Science and Medicine. Researchers found that at 5 years after having an abortion, only 6% expressed primarily negative emotions. The overwhelming majority of women surveyed, 84%, had positive emotions or no emotions whatsoever about their abortion decision. Even if they hadn't felt that way when they were making the decision to have an abortion. Now again, This is a study where people did their surveys. I mean, there's no way to tell if somebody was, you know, filling it out in hopes of appearing a certain way. But we usually screen people who fill these surveys out to be as honest as possible. Just over half the women in the survey said the decision to terminate the pregnancy was very difficult. 27% said it was somewhat difficult. 46% said, nah, it wasn't a difficult decision at all. That concerns me. Nearly 70% said that they felt they would be stigmatized if people knew they had an abortion. The women said they struggled with the decision or felt stigmatized by it were more likely to report feeling guilt, anger, or sadness immediately after the abortion. But over time, these feelings declined dramatically, sometimes even 1 year after the abortion. According to CNN, they said the top emotion of all the groups of women in the study said that they felt relief. Relief was an emotion used to describe how they felt each time they were asked about it. I know that's open to a lot of discussion. For some of us who are pro-life, that kind of hurts. That definitely hits a string, you know? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people in our lives where we would be relieved if they weren't a part of our lives. When you talk about a baby and to hear that they were relieved to not have that baby anymore, or the idea of that baby being alive is concerning. But I don't think that's exactly the way these women were describing it. I think it was the dilemma of being pregnant, having to deal with the pregnancy, and now not having to deal with it anymore. But again, still strikes a chord in those who are pro-life. Researchers came to this conclusion after surveying 1,000 women, following up with them 11 times over a period of 5 years. They surveyed women who lived in 21 states a week after they had an abortion, and then again every 6 months thereafter. Over the past couple decades, researchers say there had been an assumption that women will regret having an abortion. And an increasing number of states require counseling and waiting periods before women can have an abortion. So in some states, you can't just go, you know what, oh, I found out I got pregnant, go ahead, take it out. And literature has suggests that counselors give, some states require counselors to give a woman before having an abortion. What does it say? They say literature that some states, there's a typo in this. Apparently Anthony Kennedy, Justice Anthony Kennedy, in Gonzales versus Carhart, that upheld the restriction of a woman's right to certain abortion procedures, says it seems unexceptionable to conclude some women come to regret their choice to abort the infant life once they created and sustained. Researchers say the results of the study proves that notion is a myth. They say all the claims that negative emotions will emerge over time, a myth that has persisted for decades without any evidence to substantiate their claims, it's clear and not just true. Okay, and that comes from Corrine Rocha, an epidemiologist and assistant professor in the Department of OB-GYN and Reproductive Sciences at USC. So there was other studies that said that abortion does not contribute to feelings of regrets in most women. Well, regrets, like they had suggested, depend on how you think you'll be stigmatized. And so if the country is destigmatizing it, and my guess is in a decade or two, they're going to be even empowering women. There's going to be kind of an abortion power. What is it called? It's called reproductive freedom. It's called reproductive freedom, I think. I get to exercise reproductive freedom. You get pregnant, and you get to exercise ending that pregnancy. See, I thought reproductive freedom is you get to choose who you want to reproduce with, not killing the child. Now, I look at it as killing, but whether you're pro-choice or pro-life, when you stop a heartbeat, that's a kill. That's causing death. And pro-choicers will, some of them will even agree, that is the killing or ending of life. So, to me, whether you think it's going to become a whole person or not, you are ending a heartbeat. You are killing something. I could never have an abortion. You know, I made that decision very early on. I was raped. I just, for me, I just don't think it's the baby's fault. yes, you know, things could affect my life. It could affect my career. But if I got pregnant, I just look at it as there was a reason for it. But that's me. I would never instill that on somebody else. So for me, I would deal with the guilt. Now, maybe I would deal with the guilt because I'm religious. But if somebody isn't religious, or they, you know, feel empowered, or they don't feel stigmatized, they will be less reluctant to regret. And so, you know, it's difficult to look at this study and agree with researchers saying, nah, most women are going to be fine. I don't know that. You know? Abortion wouldn't be such a controversy, it wouldn't be such an issue if we were only talking about maybe 5 or 6 a year. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of abortions a year. And I'm blown away that in the year 2020, we don't have enough means for women to get birth control. I know people say, well, also incest. How many cases of incest is actually happening? I'd really like to know that. I understand rape. There's lots of rapes going on. I get that. But, why hundreds of thousands a year? We have hundreds of different types of birth control. We have education out there. We have condoms. And when you hear that people are using abortion as a form of birth control, I do think we're doing something wrong in society. I don't think it has to lead to that. And I do believe that both sides of the aisle, if you talk to people who are pro-choice or liberal, I think many will agree, we don't really need, you know, that is a high number. If everybody could just stop with the politics and go look, you know, can we address the unwanted pregnancies? Can we address sex without protection? I mean, STDs are on the rise. These Tinder, these are hookups. Tinder is a hookup app. That's what the young people are telling me. I thought, oh, okay, you can meet somebody and date. And, you know, there's, I guess, Hinge. And, you know, there's dating apps for more serious. But I'm hearing Tinder is just strictly for, you know, I just want to have sex. Well, no wonder STDs are on the rise. No wonder we're having hundreds of thousands of abortions being done each year. This is 2020. I mean, we should have this thing licked already. Nobody should be getting pregnant who doesn't want to be. If you're getting pregnant by accident, and then you have to kill the baby, and I'm sorry, I know people don't like me saying that, but you are, if you're stopping the heartbeat, that's, why aren't we doing a better job preventing the pregnancy? 1-877-DOCTOR.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So flu season is peaking, and unfortunately, we hear that in one case it caused a girl to go blind. The flu has blinded a four-year-old girl in Iowa, according to her mother. She is now urging others to ensure that their loved ones are vaccinated against the virus. Jade DeLucia of Waterloo, began showing signs of the illness in the days before Christmas, but her mother, Amanda Phillips, says her daughter's low-grade fever was kept in check with medication. However, on the morning of Christmas Eve, Jade's condition took a drastic turn for the worse. She was found unresponsive. Jade had suffered a seizure, was flown to the University of Iowa Children's Hospital, according to a GoFundMe page created in the girl's name. I looked down at her, and her eyes were in the back of her head. Eyes rolled back. The young girl was then diagnosed with flu, which led her to develop an encephalopathy, a flu-related complication that caused her brain to swell. Unfortunately, because of the brain swelling, her vision was affected. After weeks in the hospital, she was released on January 9th, according to one of her mother's Facebook posts. She said, "We are so blessed that out of everything that could have happened, she's still here with us. We didn't lose our baby girl, thank God." She said her daughter's eyes are completely healthy, but she still can't see. Which means two things in the future. She writes, one, her brain could reconnect and she could see again. It might just take time. Or B, or two, our baby is blind. We are preparing for the second, so it didn't come as too much of a shock. Speaking to NBC News, Phillips said it will take roughly 6 months to know if his daughter's vision is permanently gone. Prior to falling ill, she had not received the flu vaccine for the 2019-2020 season. Phillips said Jade was vaccinated against the virus in March, but claimed she didn't realize her daughter needed to receive an updated shot for the new season. So, yeah, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, my kid got their flu shot this year. And they're right. They're like, yeah, 2019, they got their flu shot. But the season is like a school year season. So if you got the flu shot last spring, that's for that season. If you get your flu shot, let's say, in the next week or two for this flu season, you still need to get it again in October because that's a different flu season. I had a mom upset with me yesterday. Her child was vaccinated, but she said that her child had the flu. And I need to call him flu medicine. And the fever was not that high. And, but the child had a fever. And she said, oh, the child has all the symptoms I have. And the mom sounded perfectly healthy. And she's like, well, I had the flu. I was diagnosed online. So my child needs to be treated for flu too. And I was like, you know, your child's kind of a baby, really young. I would prefer at least, and I'm a huge fan of telemedicine. And you could use telemedicine to diagnose flu. But it's not 100% diagnosis because we can't swab you. So I urged her that at least she or daughter, well, actually baby, get checked out in person and swabbed because this might not be flu. Or if it is flu, there could be something else going on. And again, it didn't go well. People are starting to get kind of spoiled and they want things done online without exams. And I urge you guys to use telemedicine if your insurance company is suggesting it, as a cheaper and easier alternative than waiting, you know, at an urgent care for 4 or 5 hours if it's something simple. But if you have a young child who has a bad fever or has a variety of symptoms and you just don't know what exactly is going on, or you, a lot of people think they know what's going on, but a child with a fever, I think, needs to be examined. You know, people say, gosh, how do you do ear infections over the phone? We don't. Pediatric ear infections, we really can't do over the phone. We don't know. So when I hear that a young child has a fever, I'm like, they got to look. We got to look at the throat. We got to look at their ears. We got to swab them for flu. And we have this kind of attitude of, I'm going to do it myself at home. And medicine is going to be this next decade. Is going to be all about do-it-yourself medicine or online medicine. It's going to be crazy the way that's going. And in many respects, I think it's fantastic because you have a lot of people out there that can't get to a doctor, and there's not a lot of doctors out there or medical providers. So on one end, it is going to save lives. But on the other end, there are people self-treating something that is getting worse. There was a woman who dropped something on her toe. And it, I look at the picture of it, and, you know, nails looks like it was torn off. There's blood under the nail. It looks like it's actively bleeding. And I'm like, okay, you know, how many hours ago or minutes ago was this? It was days ago. This happened days ago. And they go, when I touch the nail, blood still comes out. And, again, power to them. They tried to, you know, not run to the doctor. They tried to save money. They tried to not treat it at home. But that toe looked really bad, was possibly infected. And I said, you got to get checked. You know, like, well, no, just tell me what to do at home. I go, you could lose the toe. So the big challenge we doctors are going to have in this next decade is, one, allowing you guys to save money and have that convenience and empower you to take care of some things on your own, but then on the other end, making sure you don't miss something. You know, if medicine is being delivered sporadically, not by the family doctor or the pediatrician or the nurse practitioner or PA that sees the child every few months and whatever, then there's not going to be that reminder of, well, you got to get the flu shot. Or, okay, well, huh, you know, so when if the child has a fever and something, let me take a look at him. You know, to hear that this mom of the four-year-old girl didn't know that she needed to get a flu shot for this flu season means we messed up as doctors by not educating mom. But if the mom isn't taking her child to a doctor, if the mom is using, you know, other means or urgent cares or whatever, and the care is sporadic, nobody's like, all right, did she get a flu shot this year? You know, when I had my family practice, I was like, all right, guys, we're coming into flu season. So if you need your flu shot, let us know. We're going to order some. I'm trying to anticipate how many we need. We'll figure out when to give it to you guys on the weekend or whatever. And, I mean, you know, the family came first. I was like, all right, guys, so what do we need to do to get you guys ready? But when you see somebody sporadically, you're not going to go through all their preventative type medicine. You're not going to go through their whole, you know, well, you need this, you need this, you know, because again, it's a 5-minute visit. So, this is a very, very sad case. And I really urge you guys, because your insurance will, by the end of this year, recommend that you use a cheaper form of healthcare rather than going to your doctor. And many of you will say, hallelujah, praise the Lord, because I don't like to go to the doctor, I don't like the wait, I don't like the expense. And I get that. Trust me, I love the idea of convenience, and I love working for telemedicine companies. My telemedicine company I work for a couple of them, are so good. They're good, good companies. They're amazing to work for. Very cool. But please, don't try to treat something yourself without at least, you know, having that option of, you know, I might have to have my child seen like we did, you know, months ago when telemedicine wasn't an option. And I tell parents this, don't let the internet, you know, override common sense. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.